The ocean of suffering, of birth and death, is boundless. Only the boat of Amida Buddha's universal compassion will surely take us aboard and deliver us across the ocean. We who have been sinking in this ocean for an eternity. 親鸞聖人、南無阿弥陀仏。皆さん、おはようございます。Good morning, everyone.I am Reverend Mariko Nishiyama of Pearl City Honganji. On August 1st, 2012, I began my duties as a resident minister. I'm originally from Fukuoka Prefecture in Kyushu, Japan. I grew up in a minister's family of Jodo Shinshu. I have served 9 years of my overseas assignment in Hawaii.Time has rapidly passed. My first assignment began as an associate minister at Hirobetsu Inn. In 2008, I became the resident minister of the Lahaina Honganji Mission on Maui. In 2010, I returned to the Big Island and took care of the four temples councils on the Hamakua coast.I had rewarding experiences in Lahaina and at the four temples. Upon arriving on Oahu, one of my biggest adjustments was getting used to freeway driving. In the past, I had only driven on two-lane highways. At first, I was a nervous wreck, but I'm getting used to the driving now.I have lost my way several times, but have acquired a better sense of direction. Direction is very important, just as the Nembutsu is. Namo Amida Butsu shows us a direction leading to the pure land, just like a navigator's compass. Over the past years,I had enjoyed wonderful opportunities in the understanding of the Buddha Dharma and sharing these experiences with the members. I think that we all have teachers along our life's path who inspire us by deeply touching the center of our being.In February, I had an opportunity to see the movie Aloha Buddha. I was impressed to discover how the Buddhist temples grew and flourished in Hawaii. At the same time, it seems like a sad story because as the Nisei generation members were aging and passing away,Honganji membership was declining. I was inspired by Bishop Imamura's ideas. His strategic plan was dynamic that led to the growth of the Honganji in Hawaii. He adapted the Christian system for service. English education programs were carried throughout the entire state. His efforts obtained excellent results. Bishop Imamura encouraged events and activities, which revealed how much the members enjoyed getting together to prepare for the different events, such as the Japanese language school,the urban festivals, and how lively and fun the bazaars were. However, during World War II, many Honganji temples' facilities were used as headquarters by the U.S. military, and Honganji members were not allowed it on the premises. I believe that it was a very difficult time for all Honganji temples,as many ministers were sent to internment camps. After Bishop Imamura's death, Hongganji's membership began to decline. The movie showed how difficult it will be for Buddhist temples to survive in the future. There's an old saying in Japanese, Onko Chishin, which means that we study all things which we learned a long time ago, and we find out new meaning from it. Hearing the words always had a great impact on me. When I was at the Hirobetsin, I met Mrs. Fusai Ito. She passed away about 5 years ago, but I remember her smiling face. She used to talk to me about her many experiences, not only about her tsunami experience, but also about kitchen tasks. I could see her life through her oral history and how the members spend their time listening to the teachings of Jodo Shinshu. I really enjoyed listening about her life experience over and over again. Most people might not care to listen to the same story, but I welcomed talking with her because of her ever-sparkling eyes. Her deep emotion and the great passion she exuded whenever she spoke. Her face reminded me of Reino Shoni's words. Realizing that the Onenbutsu is our grateful response to the Buddha's benevolence. This was Mrs. Fusaito's impact on me. Each member's story embodies the teachings as each protected the Jodo Shinshu teachings. Through the history, we can learn various things and become more knowledgeable. It is very important for us to encounter such a person who has lived in the Onenbutsu. That person might be your grandparents, parents, uncle and auntie, brothers and sisters, your child and friends before you go. We are nurtured by the legacy of those who have been living in the Nembutsu teachings. Through the Prima Vow, we come to realize the truth. I feel that human beings are embraced in the tears of Amida Buddha. Immeasurable light and life, and nurtured by countless life. When we reflect on ourselves through Amida's eyes, we can revert back to the warm heart of a human being. We cannot erase events or do things over again. We live moment by moment, listening to the teachings just as each past member lived. We should live every day fully because everything is impermanent and time rapidly passes. Only the boat of Amida Buddha's universal compassion will surely take us aboard and deliver us across the ocean. I say the Onenbutsu to now. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.